Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner watching all things trending. Phil McGinn at our Uplink site in Washington, D.C. And, well, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Chris Cuomo, who is the brother of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, has been suspended. CNN announced that it's suspending Chris Cuomo as, I guess, they do an investigation into his conduct following some revelations from New York's Attorney General about the investigation into his brother. Chris Cuomo is accused of using some of his resources at CNN to research and to find out more information about the women who came out and accused his brother of sexual misconduct, sexual harassment. And we talked about this yesterday, guys. CNN had to respond, I think, because they were being looked at. Chris Cuomo really touts himself as being a journalist. I think this would have been solved if he was more in the school of just trying to say that he's an opinion giver, which he sort of is anyway. I don't know if people would be scrutinizing him so much for this if he just said, you know what, I'm on the same plane as Rachel Maddow and Sean Hannity, and I'm an opinion giver. It may be not quite that big of a deal, but when you're a journalist and you're using your power as a journalist to try to help your brother get out of a sex scandal, doesn't look great. And now CNN says he's suspended indefinitely.
I mean, they would lose... I mean, they don't have credibility with people on the right as it is, but they would lose, I think, the rest of their audience if they didn't do this. And I still don't understand, unless it's just completely ego-driven, which obviously it is with him, because, you know, we were just saying off the air, anyone, and this is, you know, anyone who's like almost 50, or maybe he is 50, and he works out to that degree, there's a whole lot of ego with him, which is one of the reasons I've never enjoyed watching him at all. I think he's snotty. And so, obviously, he thought, you know what, I'm above everybody else, and I can keep my job here, and I can be a quote-unquote journalist, and I can also dabble in intimidation and scare tactics, and I can use my sources to investigate these women and try to make them look bad, which he did. It's disgusting. It's just, ugh, the whole thing's gross. I'm happy he's gone.
Well, yeah, it makes you wonder if because it was an interesting headline, and CNN sent it out along with the other news outlets that said he's suspended indefinitely. It makes you wonder, are they waiting for his contract to be up? What does that mean typically? Mm-hmm. Is he coming back? You know, indefinitely, that's kind of one of those, it's a pretty scary headline if you're Chris Cuomo, I've got to say. Typically, it's, you know, Jeffrey Toobin, who showed his goodies to people on a conference call or on a Zoom call, was just suspended, but suspended indefinitely does definitely sound kind of deep, dark, and not good things ahead for Chris.
And what Toobin did was gross, but it didn't involve it. He wasn't on the air, and he wasn't
misusing resources.
Right. So I mean, he was just a doofus, and if his wife wants to stay married to him, fine. But you know, that's on her. But this to me was just so blatant that I'm happy that they made this a swift decision and they weren't like, well, we're going to think about it. You know, it was pretty swift.
So that is happening over at CNN. And maybe the biggest news story yesterday was the shooting at Michigan High School. This is such a strange story. So sad, so tragic. And, you know, I have to tell you, I want to just scream about where we are as a country. If you've been following politics at all, you may have heard about this back and forth between a congresswoman in Colorado, Lauren Boebert, and the congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. Both of these people are just, is the terminology. And the fact that this became more of a story
than three people being shot in a high school, I thought was pretty ridiculous. If you listen to talk radio yesterday, if you listen to the news at all, there was more attention on these two women in Congress who should be doing better, fighting each other, rather than a tragedy like this one. So
I know.
The news media loves a cat fight more than... I know.
Between two women than dead children. It's gross.
It was heartbreaking. It made me sad all day yesterday. I thought, this is what we're doing, you know. Everybody's focused on this fight instead of real problems. So we will focus on the problem. If you didn't hear about it, three people dead, six people were injured in the shooting at a high school in Michigan. The shooter has been captured, 15-year-old sophomore. The school was Oxford High School, and he's been arrested. Now, what's strange is that I guess he was trying to give, like, a sense of security to people within the school, and he was trying to say with the sheriff's department, trying to scare people or to try to give them a false sense of security as he was attacking the school. We don't know exactly what the motive was, why he did this. He is in custody now, so I guess that will be that'll be what they start to figure out, just what the motivation was behind it. But these stories, every single time you hear them at a high school, especially when it seems like, and this just happened a couple of weeks ago where the kid walked in and started shooting, remember, and left in his parents' car, and that one just disappeared from the headlines. It makes you wonder what is getting into these kids' heads when they think that this is the only option for them.
Yeah, schools should be safe. Parents should not be wondering every time they send their child to school what's going to happen.
I don't understand, I've said this many times on this show, I don't understand why there are so many parents who get so outraged at the idea of a security guard at school or a metal detector. People walk through them at the airport and no one even blinks an eye. So in New York City, you have to go through a metal detector at all points to access any school. There are no school shootings in New York City. There just aren't. And they happen outside the school, but that's separate. That's not, you know, this does not happen in school. I just don't understand why this isn't something, if you don't want to curb, you know, gun laws or close up loopholes or whatever it is that, you know, the arguments are always made, then why not actually just reinforce the school itself?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have kids, but if I did, I would want my kids to. I would not care if my kids walk through a metal detector to make sure that they had peace of mind, that the teachers do, and that guns cannot and weapons in general cannot enter the school.
Yeah, we use metal detectors too. I think one of the things for New York schools is just logistically, because everything is kind of smushed together, there's less access points, and it makes it a little bit easier to secure those schools. And I think it's great because New York schools are actually a lot safer, I think, than the rest of the country. I know for my mom, who taught in public high school for 30 years in L.A., they, after having race riots on their campus, did do some metal detectors. They had a guard on campus, but yet it was such a wide scope. They didn't pay for a guard at every single entry point. You know, there's just one wandering around on campus, and that doesn't do it.
Mm-mm.
So this was, again, in Michigan, and we'll have some more details on that. Vigils being held yesterday evening to pay tribute to the lives that were lost. This is about 42 miles north of Detroit, and we've got more details. We'll talk about it as DJV show continues 15 minutes past the hour.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to four commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No, I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Cyber Monday Rewind the Clock deals. Cyber Monday prices are back for one day only. Get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's Can't Miss Monday deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Minutes past the hour, it's DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner, Phil McGee, and Dougie is out. She'll be along in another hour of the program, but we are talking about this shooting at a school in Michigan. Oxford High School is the place. Investigators identified a couple of the victims. One of them, Tate Meir, who is 16, Hannah St. Julian, 14, Madison Baldwin, 17. Apparently, one of the kids died in a patrol car as a deputy was attempting to rush the kid to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Due to the severity of his wounds, he couldn't wait for an ambulance, so the police officer tried to take him. He passed away in the car. Eight others, seven students and a teacher, were shot. According to reports, three are in critical condition this morning with gunshot wounds, including a 14-year-old girl who's on a ventilator after having surgery, a 14-year-old boy in serious condition with a gunshot wound to the jaw and the head. And then three students in stable condition and the teacher who was shot have been discharged. That's, I guess, some of the good news. And according to reports, there were a lot of other non-life-threatening injuries that were sustained by people trying to get away. So the suspect is a sophomore at the school, and he's being held at a children's facility, a juvenile detention facility in Oakland County, Michigan. He's on suicide watch. He's being checked on every 15 minutes, according to reports. No motive at the time, but his parents have hired an attorney already. They've not permitted him to talk to police. I guess when the police finally got there, it wasn't a dramatic end to this. In fact, the kid just throws his hands up and the police arrest him. So he's using this 9mm Sig Sauer pistol, and he had seven rounds loaded in, and that's what did all of the damage.
I mean, kids are just back in school. We're just trying to make it back to some sense of normalcy, and school shootings are starting again. It's wonderful. It's so disheartening. It really is.
Every time it seems we hear about these shootings, and it's interesting because we almost have become desensitized to them. It wasn't just watching these two congresswomen fight yesterday, but as this comes across, a school shooting like this a few years ago would have been the top story for days, maybe even a week in our country. And now it is pretty insane. I mean, it was just a blip on the radar, basically. It wasn't even a top story yesterday for most major news outlets if you're watching it. So we could become desensitized. 20 minutes past the hour, it's a DJV show.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I have a personal printer for my home office. Now I just need a personal supply closet.
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 20% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/11, limit 2, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Beth.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. This is when we do trending, and you can follow us on all of our social media platforms at DJV show. Jay Kirshner, we have a big giveaway coming up for the holiday season. It's week number 2 of our works giveaway. How do people enter this? It's really cool.
Yeah, it's great prizes, too. There's Works Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus the Works Nitro 20-volt 4.5 compact circular saw. And all you have to do is go to DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Tell us what this time of year means to you, and then you will be entered to win. Doug will pick the winner Thursday afternoon. You only have until 12 noon Eastern time on Thursday to get in there. And then Doug will pick the winner, and we'll announce on Friday.
All right, Doug's not here. So if you guys really want this prize package, we're going to help you. It's like Cliff Notes. You mentioned farming. You mentioned growing your own garden. You mentioned soil. You mentioned scrap metal, or you mentioned soccer.
Scrap metal.
We found out because his grandson's into soccer. Maybe even a new baby, because that's going to pull at his heartstrings. You're going to be golden. So make sure you put that in your story.
Mention that cows and chickens are your friends.
Cows! How could I forget?
Cows, yeah.
Dairy farmers are going to save the world, and you are going to be in right there. That's what you do.
That's awesome.
At DJV Show, what does the season mean to you? You can win all of those great prizes from our friends over at Works. I have no idea what a drill driver does, but I hear that these are really great. And my dad always freaks out every time he hears these giveaways. He's like, I have to have it. So I know that they're good tools. So what you do with those tools? I'm a city girl. I don't know. All right, Jay, trending Britney Spears yesterday on Instagram, making lots of news. Everything seems to be settling around her, but she says she's still got a path ahead of her, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she shared her word of the week was intention, and she was talking about her intentions and how she exists to be a good person, and she's so thankful and feels lucky that the conservatorship is finally over, even acknowledging that she's been fighting for it to end longer than we realized she was fighting for it. I think that back in June when she gave that first testimony was the first glimpse into her actually fighting and wanting it to end, and learning all of that stuff was a big deal. And so she's talking about she has fought for an extremely long time. She wants to be somebody who gives people hope, and she knows that she's lucky to just be able to be present and be herself. She feels like she's finally on the right formula of medications, that all the dosage has been kind of corrected. And
isn't that interesting? I thought that, of all the things that she was saying, the running commentary over the last, I don't know, maybe month or so on the Britney case is that when you look at her Instagram, Britney is a lot more coherent, and a lot of the same words are used. Oh, she's more coherent. She looks more alive. She looks more alert. She looks happier. She looks more normal. That's another word that's been tossed around. Well, maybe it's because she said over the last month she's been on different medication that she has called the right medication, and that she feels like normal. She feels like herself. And we know that her father, her former lawyer, and the doctors were all conspiring to keep her in this, you know, quasi-vegetative state, so much so that her former lawyer, Sam Ingham, and this kind of, like, slipped by a lot of the press, which I don't know why, but at one point when the judge asked Sam Ingham before he was replaced by Matthew Rosengart, the judge said, well, can you have your client, you know, sign this paperwork? And her own lawyer said she was comatose. Remember that? That was, like, so egregious for an attorney to say his own client was comatose and unable to understand, understand any of the paperwork that she was being asked to sign. So I think that she was really drugged up, and I think now we're seeing maybe the real Britney.
Well, and one of their former security guards that were working at her house, they had even come out and said that there were times where she was just on so much medication that she was barely even functioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She definitely seems to be less whatever was going on. I mean, she seemed like she was having a hard time tracking before and very simple-minded. Now it seems like she's writing really complex things and talking about real stuff. So hopefully she's on the right path. Britney Spears trending at DJ V Show on all of the social media platforms. It's 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Subaru of America recently revealed its first all-electric SUV, the 2023 Subaru Solterra. The Solterra is packed with new electrification in vehicle technology with the industry-leading safety and go-anywhere capability. The name Solterra was created using the Latin word for sun and earth to represent Subaru's commitment to deliver traditional SUV capability in an environmentally responsible package. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden could repeat history by refusing to take action if Russian President Vladimir Putin takes aggressive action against Ukraine. Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax Tuesday.
I mean, this is just a pattern that this administration has. You know, occasionally you hear words that there's going to be consequences. What are they? From Jen Psaki, basically just circling back and making just words. The disturbing part about this is, where's the Secretary of State Blinken? You know, when Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State, he gave daily briefings. The only ones we've heard anything from has definitely not been from him.
Right.
It's been from the M16, Mr. Moore, who gives an update, but it should be from the Secretary of State. But I think it's probably just more of the same, and that Russia knows this, and that's the sad part about it. It is worst case, but it's something we can't sit back. I mean, talk to Jack King, who's got definite ideas about this. He's boots on the ground in the past, and he's got an excellent thoughts on what to do. But doing nothing is not an option. That it just gives a green light to other countries who are going to do the same thing that China appears is going to do with Taiwan and Russia with Ukraine. And it's a toothless tiger that this administration is projecting. And, you know, we're dealing with countries that do not like America and countries that will take over anything they can if we don't respond.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out for the hour. In the meantime, the ladies are here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And, okay, true confession time, guys. And Doug would go nuts that I called you ladies guys.
I'm fine with that. I say that all the time.
Black Friday is behind us. Cyber Monday is now behind us. We are in recovery mode looking back to see how everything played out. Did you get any good deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Did you do any shopping?
I was at the mall actually on Black Friday, but not for Christmas shopping. I just needed an outfit for myself for my parents' anniversary. It was over the weekend. But it was so funny because I seriously am missing the bargain hunting gene. So like I just grabbed whatever I thought would look nice and went to the register, and there was one top that was like, I don't know, $79 or something, and it was already on sale. So I thought, okay, that's a good deal. And then I got to the register, and the lady was like, that's $29.99. I'm like, I'm not even looking for these bargains.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So I do know that there were some good sales, but I didn't buy any Christmas gifts or anything, and I didn't do any Cyber Monday either. This year, I don't know. I'm probably the I'm going to end up with IOUs for everybody, I guess, right? If the fear-mongering is true and supply chain issues and blah, blah. But I was at the mall on Friday, and everything was fully stocked. So I didn't see I went later in the afternoon hoping to avoid the crowd, so it wasn't terrible. There were certain stores that had a line to get into, like PacSun had a line to get into with, you know, like teenagers, and I think the Apple store had a line, which it always does. So there were certain stores were really busy, and like the Victoria's Secret store was really busy and things like that, but the kind of stuff that you would normally expect. But it wasn't crazy, no.
How about you, Jake? Do you do any online shopping or Black Friday shopping?
No, I'm a gift card person. For the most part, the actual items that, like, items, gifts I'm getting people, I already got, so that part's done. The rest, it's just gift cards. I prefer to get gift cards. I prefer to give gift cards. I think gift cards are king. Go buy your own dang gift.
But you can't get any deals usually with gift cards unless you buy them at Costco. Yeah,
no, but that's not true. You can get gift cards at specific locations, especially in the month of November, that there's a lot of places that will do, buy $100 and get a $200 gift card.
Extra.
Oh, yeah, right. So I've rather than getting the generic Visa, MasterCard, go get gift cards at actual places where you can get double your money.
Yeah, I got to tell you, those Visa, MasterCard things, they're not that great. You have to pay an extra, $4 or $5. It's just, I don't know, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I'm asking about this, I had done most of my Christmas shopping before Black Friday, so I didn't do too much. I did a few little things on Black Friday, but mostly online. I didn't go to any stores. And by the time Cyber Monday came, I think I just bought myself a new dress, something like that. But shoppers all across the board have spent less than expected. And this is bad news for retailers because they were wanting to see those boosts in sales that they get on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So as of this past weekend, Adobe Digital is the company that measures all of this. They say that shoppers spent $7.1 billion online for Black Friday, and they're expected to spend between, and the numbers are still coming in from Cyber Monday, between $10.4 billion and $11.1 billion, according to Adobe. Last year, American consumers spent $10.8 billion. Now, the figures are kind of in line with online retail sales for Thanksgiving's holiday weekend, which was kind of failing to surpass what the previous year's sales were for the first time, I guess, in some industry estimates ever. Overall, U.S. retail sales rose 14% during Thanksgiving weekend compared with last year and 5.8% from 2019, according to MasterCard. So we'll see if this hurts or helps retailers. There's been a couple of theories. People are spending less money because of inflation. Things are more expensive. And then, as you mentioned, Victoria, the supply chain issues, some of them, it's really interesting. It's really hitting very specific industries. Like if you want to buy furniture or home goods, I think you're feeling the bottlenecks a lot more than certain than other things. Electronics, you're probably feeling the supply chain issue. But for stuff like clothing or groceries or those types of things, it seems like everything is better than they anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, the cosmetics counters, I was in a Macy's on Friday. The cosmetics counters were booming. Lots of, the free gift with purchase things back and, things like that. I just didn't see any real examples of where, I don't know, maybe this is fear-mongering. People talk about those container ships and stuff. And it's like, well, what's in them? Because there's a lot
there,
of stuff. Yeah, they're there,
them.
But
you can see them off the coast. And, the one place I really noticed it is that I'm looking for a new couch. My mom and dad are looking for new couches. And so we have done some furniture shopping together. It's really hard to find furniture right now. You're having to go probably 4 to 6 months out before you're actually going to get their furniture, unless you're getting something that they just might have in stock. You're lucky if you do. But those types of things, I think, are really getting stuck up. And
is that the stuff that's made in China?
I don't know. It must be
coming from somewhere else, right?
I think probably it's the pieces that are coming. Because you can get, I was reading actually to answer your question, like North Carolina is a big place that does a lot of furniture. Mm-hmm. And they do great furniture. And I would prefer to buy my stuff from North Carolina. But there are certain elements that are missing for them to actually do the building. And that's kind of the stuff that I think is stopping things up. So
interesting.
Now, the buy now, pay later option, maybe you're seeing that as you're buying stuff online. Apparently, that's hugely popular. That increased 438% between November 2019 and November 2021.
Well, sure. Affirm and Klarna. I mean, those are the two. They're offered by almost every website now. So it's, yeah, that's a really, I've used that too for some higher end things, you know, some more expensive items when we've, you know, moved into our new apartment and we had to add more furniture. That's, it's a great thing to have. If you don't want to shell out $1,000 for a piece of furniture, you know, you pay, I don't know, $75 a month or whatever. And in most cases, it's interest free. So they break it down to like six payments of interest free. I don't know how they make money other than they must be paid by the retailers that they're working with because it's a convenience and it's adding to the bottom line of the retailers. But yeah, it's great for consumers for sure.
And what's really nice is that they don't do, according to reports there, they don't do a really rigorous credit check. It's just pretty basic.
No. Mm-hmm.
And they also, you don't have to apply for a credit card because of it. So I guess the downsides is that you buy stuff that you can't afford, maybe. They say that because of it, two-thirds of people who have used this so far in the country say that buy now, pay later apps have made them spend more money than they would have otherwise doing it. So maybe it becomes easier. And then companies that offer the service usually don't report timely payments, so you can't really build any credit. So if you're someone who's trying to build up your credit, get some points for good behavior, you're not going to get it with the buy now, pay later. But it's helping, at least for retailers. So there you have it, the big retail boom or bust happening this weekend. Well, some entertainment news as we continue. Adele's got a brand new residency that she's pitching. Will you be attending? It's a DJV show, 42 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hey, yeah, that's a good one.
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Celebrity news on the DJV show. Dougie's out this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner along as well. And ladies, we will get to Adele. But first, let's start with Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz, who has announced, he announced that he's running for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania. This is a hot seat, by the way. This is one that was held or is held by Senator Pat Toomey. He's retiring at the end of his term, and a lot of people are looking at this one. First of all, it's in a state like Pennsylvania, which can be a toss-up. So this is a Republican-held seat. Democrats would love to get a hold of it. Republicans want to do their best to keep it. And here comes Dr. Oz. And what's interesting is that Sean Parnell, who was running for this seat, had the endorsement of former President Trump. He had to withdraw because he thought he was going to lose custody of his kids. He looked like the odds-on favorite for Republicans. So now you've got other people in the mix who are not as well-known, and here comes Dr. Oz, who could shake things up if name recognition is a factor. And by the way, has ties maybe to that coveted Trump endorsement on the Republican side of things, because he was appointed by the former president to like a health commission, essentially, you know, one of those posts where they get a presidential appointment to something. Dr. Oz had that from former President Trump. So we'll see. What do you think about this? Or Dr. Oz for Senate?
I mean, I love Dr. Oz, and, you know, I love his wife, Lisa. They were regulars together on my show on Sirius, and I'm a huge fan of both of them. It kind of, honestly, when I saw this, it made me a little bit sad, because I don't want to see Dr. Oz go into this political, gross cesspool of corruption, and he's a brilliant, sweet person, and even though he does that TV show, he still does 100 heart transplants a year. He's still considered to be one of the absolute best in his field. I don't know, it made me a little bit sad, to be honest. I know we always talk about, oh, there are no good people to run for office. That is true, and he certainly is, you know, is qualified, I guess. I mean, I've never really heard him talk about politics, to be honest, so I don't really know where he stands on things. I know he's described himself as a moderate Republican, but I don't know. I just feel like it's a loss for so many other people. But good luck to him if he wins. And
yeah, I mean, we shut everything down without keeping people safe, and he wants to go in and make change. So,
I mean, he could very easily win. America loves a celebrity, right? So,
and seems like Americans are really tired of politicians too. So, more people who are not politicians running for politics might have a leg up.
It adds to your street cred when you're not a politician, that's for sure. All right, we'll do a little bit of Adele news, but we'll save some of it for Dougie. But
Adele's going to be upset.
He's going to be upset. Well, he can come back. We'll do it again. Adele announces that she's got a Las Vegas residency beginning in January. This is a huge deal. I know I got an update from Ticketmaster yesterday telling me that she wants to make sure that everybody has a fair chance at tickets. So tell us about it, Victoria. What is it going to be? Weekends with Adele?
Sounds Weekends fun. With Adele, yeah, at the Coliseum, which is actually not that big of a venue. It's only about 4,000 seats. And so it's at the Caesars Palace Hotel starting Friday, January 21st, and running all the way through April 15th. They will probably add more weekend dates. But it looks like she's not going to be on tour other than Vegas. So if you're an Adele fan, get on there now. They're doing the verified fan presale right now.
Go see her, Adele in Las Vegas.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show, and it is time for Tech Talk. I'm Victoria Keelan, and so a new browser extension shows how many brands on Amazon are actually not brands. They are just another name for Amazon. This is kind of, you know, as we talk about people buying things for Cyber Monday, and we've got a report coming up on that, and Black Friday, and the online shopping world, this is the season. Well, if you are concerned that, you know, everything that you buy on Amazon is just lining their pockets, this brand new extension that you can add to Google Chrome to your search bar, and it's free, this actually shows you what you're buying, if it's a real brand or if it's just one of Amazon's many dummy brands. And so this extension is called Amazon Brand Detector, and it uses a list of Amazon brands created by the markup, along with filters and other techniques to detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's Our Brands program. So the markup created this extension after its investigation into how Amazon ranks its in-house brands in search results, which we know we've talked about that for several years now. Amazon favors all of their own brands, and you have to get to, like, page 3 of search results, which most people never even go that far. And so they're very biased towards their own brands. This extension actually lets you know, as you're shopping, it will highlight in an orange block. An orange block appears around each product that is owned by Amazon, and that way, if you don't want, you know, if you really care about who's making your stuff and where it's coming from,
This is a really useful tool. You might also be surprised that names that sound like real legitimate brands are actually nothing more than just Amazon under a different label. So some of the hot brands that a lot of people buy that are very popular on Amazon are from Rivet, Stone and Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag, which I've actually bought dog stuff from Wag, Happy Belly, and a ton of other brands. Actually, they have 150 brands registered under Amazon with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. They sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names, and they have exclusive deals with other brands. So Amazon doesn't inform shoppers that an item is from one of their brands. You have to really look for it. So this new extension, which you can literally just Google Amazon brand detector, and it's an automatic thing. You just click once and it's completely added. So the next time you go to Amazon using Google Chrome or Firefox, it will automatically put this orange box around all these items that are being sold under one of these sort of dummy brands. And for a lot of customers, we know it's a convenience to shop on Amazon. Some people don't care if, you know, where it comes from, as long as the products are good. But if you are the type of person who wants to know where things are coming from, or if you don't want to just give Amazon more of your money, then it is worth installing the Amazon Brand Detector extension, because it also helps small businesses, because you can identify the big Amazon ones, push them out of the way, remove them from your search results, and then you can actually just shop the smaller independent mom and pops who also rely on Amazon and the marketplace to sell their goods and make money. So it's a really great thing. I'm really happy this came along. I installed it myself. Super easy to use, and it's pretty eye-opening when you see how much stuff Amazon pushes that's really just their own. So, speaking of shopping, we've got our Cyber Monday report coming up. It's 56 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
All right, Cyber Monday is behind us, and Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% for the year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less than they did in 2020. Now, the decrease, kind of like Black Friday, which also had the lowest first decrease in the history of Black Friday, a lot of this is attributed to shoppers taking advantage of sales and promotions much, much earlier in the season. A lot of shoppers started in October, so overall, they actually did spend more money, but on Cyber Monday and Black Friday, sales were down. So there is your Tech Talk report. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.